First pitch to Hosmer, and that's lifted left field toward the line. Over is Reddick, waiting for it, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros score 5 in the top of the ninth inning. Lance McCullers, a masterful performance tonight as the Astros in their two-game skid and earn a split in Kansas City, winning tonight 6-1.
Now, another Astros podcast.
And now one-game winning streak for the Astros, starting a new one perhaps. What a road trip for the Astros. There was that 11-game winning streak that was worked through there, that Memorial Day miracle that the Astros pulled off in Minnesota. So many memories, including American League Player of the Week, George Springer. It's a lot of fun. We're going to go back home. I think there's going to be a ton of excitement in Houston.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros opening a series against the Angels, and a really good road trip, ending with a win over the Kansas City Royals last night. And, you know, no secret, you went into that game yesterday with a bit of a tax bullpen. Had been the case the last few days, and really needed a deep outing from your starting pitcher. And not only did you get a deep outing from Lance McCullers going 7 innings, but, I mean, 7 really strong innings from McCullers.
Yeah, he really stepped up when we needed it. You know, we had gotten Martez here as an extra arm in the pen, but when you go into a game where you have up to 4 or 5 guys that you really don't want to use, it's hard, and you need your starting pitcher to get deep in the game. It's not just getting through the game that's important. You want him to pitch well, and boy did Lance pitch well. He had no-hit stuff from the very beginning. They looked like they were having a terrible time picking up his pitches, and Lance continued to just have efficient inning after efficient inning.
You look at the pitch usage, and I haven't seen the exact numbers yet, but it seemed like he was using all 3 of his pitches pretty effectively, pretty equally, maybe the most effective his changeup has been this year.
Yeah, absolutely, and when he has the 3 dimensions of how to get you out, he can be really difficult, and we all love his breaking ball, and a lot of his strikeouts yesterday were breaking balls in the dirt, but they were set up by not over-educating the hitters by throwing breaking ball after breaking ball after breaking ball, and to get some of the early count swings on his changeup, on his fastball. Kept his pitch count down, kept the infield defense ready to play behind him, and really got him on and off the field quickly.
And offensively, I mean, you got the run on the balk in the 6th inning. Jason Hamill for the Royals was pitching very well also. And then you get the walk to Reddick on 4 pitches in the 9th, and the 2-run home run from Altuve, and that just seemed to jumpstart the offense.
Yeah, it did. You know, we didn't have many answers for Hamill, and he was doing a good job of mixing his breaking ball in and his fastball, and he's so big, and he's got great angle, and we hadn't seen him a ton. So really the game was about McCullers keeping them off the board until they put together the triple on 3-0, and then Moustakas hit one, like a 17-hopper through the right side, and they tie the game, and it's really easy to fold your tent, and not have it be your night, thinking you should have won 1-0. And the 4-pitch walk ended up really sparking us. And Altuve, after 5 straight balls for Herrera, takes a ball to dead center field. And then, as we've seen before, that seems to kickstart an offense to put together 8 or 9 or 10 at-bats in a row.
I mean, you look at what this team has done on the road. I mean, 8-2 road trip, but have the best road record in baseball. What is it about this team, and what do you see in teams that have the ability to play well on the road?
Well, we like to hit first, I think we have a dynamic top of the order, which helps us get out to some leads on the road, and you know, we just have a very comfort level with what we do and how we go about it. You know, we like playing at home. We're so glad we're home. That was such a long road trip, and we'll play a little bit better at home. But I think we're so extremely good on the road. It kind of makes us feel like we have a problem at home, and we really don't. But for the most part, we take our 27 outs pretty seriously, and our guys do a good job no matter where we are at maximizing those.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
Every baseball fan has a big league dream, and DraftKings wants to make them come true with the Big League Call-Up. We're offering 30 special contests over 30 days. Each winner will receive a different once-in-a-lifetime experience. You could be taking batting practice on the field, throwing out the first pitch before a game, or acting as general manager for the day.
Houston Astros select Carlos Correa.
That's just to name a few. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com and get ready to make your big league debut. DraftKings, the game inside the game.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Terry Smith, the voice on the radio for the Los Angeles Angels. And I want to talk to you, first of all, about Albert Pujols and that great moment that you guys got to check out your great call on that. What was that like for you?
Well, I told you a little bit earlier before we got the interview going. I had thought about that for about a week. I didn't really plan what I was going to say. I kind of had an idea what I was going to say. But all I kept thinking was, especially when he got the 599, and you would know it could be any at bat from that point further, please just don't screw this thing up. And, you know, I would go to bed at night kind of thinking about this, and I thought to myself, man, I've done World Series games. Yeah. I did Ohio State football for like 12 years and big games that had national title implications and Big Ten championship games.
But this one's going to stick.
Right, and I kept thinking, man, oh, man, just please don't blow it. So as it turned out, you know, the home run he hit was down the left field side, and it was tight to the line. Sure. So that was the other thing as it was actually happening. I thought, now, you don't want to go too crazy here because it could be a foul ball.
Here's the 1-2. And there's a swing, and it's a high drive deep down the left field side. It's tight to the line. It is out of here. The 600 home run club just got bigger. Albert Pujols, you're its newest member. A grand slam.
It was fun to do, and it was fun to be part of history, and, sure. And it was great to see Albert do it. You know, I've become somewhat close to him, and it's just nice to have a really special moment at our ballpark.
Absolutely.
Tell me about this Angels team right now. Obviously, there's been a ton of injuries, but they've held their head above water. Seems like a lot of guys have stepped up. Where do you see this team right now?
Well, the thing about it is, Steve, you know, we miss Mike Trout. Sure. How can you not? And then to couple with all the injuries we've had to our pitching staff, I mean, it's kind of a club right now just trying to tread water till at least Trout gets back. You know, where we're going to go this season, we're under 100 games now left in the season. Only time will tell for us. But for us to be hovering around 500, and I think since Trout's been out, we're something like 5-5 in his absence. I think we're doing okay. I think, personally, our pitching has exceeded what I thought it would do, especially when we had Richards and Skaggs go down. Yeah. On the flip side, I've been disappointed by our offense. I mean, we still have some guys that are really struggling. Luis Valbuena, who was with you guys the last couple of years, hasn't hit even close to 200. Danny Espinosa's way under 200 for the season. So we just need guys to kind of, from an offensive standpoint, do what they're capable of. You're not asking anybody to do anything more than they're capable of, sure. Especially with Trout out. And if some guys start to pick it up, then, you know, maybe we can get ourselves over that 500 plateau and see whether or not we're going to be a team that'll challenge for a postseason berth.
Terry Smith with the Los Angeles Angels, the voice of the team on the radio. What's the sense of you guys? And obviously it's still early, but with the way the Astros have played this year, is there a little talk about, man, I don't know what's going on over there, or is there a little bit of buzz going around about what the Astros have done?
Well, I don't know so much what's being said in the clubhouse, right. But I know up in our radio booth with Mark Langston, my colleague, I mean, we've just been, I don't know if amazed is the right word, by the success of the Astros. We knew the Astros were going to be good. Yeah. We never thought they were going to be, 28-12 after the first 40 games, and at that point, then everybody's a distant second, third, fourth, or fifth in the division. So, you know, we'll see. I know you guys have some issues with your rotation, obviously, sure. And Keuchel now on the DL for the second time already this season, along with some of the other guys. McHugh hasn't pitched for you at all this season. So we'll see. Now, I would find it's going to be very difficult for us to catch the Astros. I think they're certainly in the driver's seat as far as winning the division. But, you know, nowadays in Major League Baseball, you don't have to win the division to get into the postseason. And we'll see if maybe we can kind of get into the playoff hunt.
There you go. That's Terry Smith with the Angels. Thanks for catching up. Always great to see you.
Sparky, it's always great to see you. And keep those notes coming our way next door.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.